The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Community Conversations, where curiosity meets community. I'm Andy, and this is the space where we connect with the people, projects, and ideas shaping our region. We're joined this morning by Lenka, who is volunteer?
No, I'm the manager. I'm the only paid person at Citizens Advice Bureau, Nelson Tasman.
Fantastic. So we're joined by Lenka, and she's going to share with us today where to find them because they've had to have a relocation, and also what they can do for our citizens.
Not only citizens. Let's start with that, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
It's just been a little bit of our struggle with that name. It's got a great brand recognition, Citizens Advice Bureau. People know about us. However, it can't indicate it's only for citizens, but we help everyone. And actually, migrants and refugees or ex-refugees are one of our biggest group we help. Not necessarily citizens yet.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that is a kind of need to come up with a new name, but like you say, the branding is very well recognised. But yeah, for all of those people listening, you don't need to be a citizen of New Zealand to access the Citizens Advice Bureau. Can you tell us where you are now located? Because I understand you've had to shift.
Yes, so our main office is in Richmond now. It's on Cambridge Street, which is a street that connects Queen Street and Oxford Street next to Town Hall there. It's a little building. You'll find us according to our yellow, bright yellow door. So we are open there every day, Monday to Friday, 9 till 4:30 at the moment. Our Nelson Outreach is at the Alma Turner Library at the moment. We've just started at the beginning of May, operating from there. So that's the Nelson Library on Halifax Street. We are open there every Monday from 9:30 until, well, we say 5:30. The library closes at 6, but really we would take our last client there at 5:30. And we also have an outreach in Motueka every Thursday morning, 9:30 till 1 at the Motueka Library.
And when you enter the library, is it easy enough to find where you are located there or their signs?
In Nelson, we are in the Learning Center, which is like a glass room in the middle. When you enter, it's on turn left and then it's on the right side. Anyway, but the librarians would be able to tell everyone where we are.
Absolutely. Okay, lovely. And can you share with people, the listeners, what the Citizens Advice Bureau offers for people?
Yes, so Citizens Advice Bureau, we call it, it's a all shop for all, or so you can come and ask us about anything. Mainly why people come to us when they come to some kind of challenging life situation, and the categories of questions or inquiries we deal with are usually the same. So our top rating inquiries people come to us to ask more often would be rental housing. So problems with bonds or problems with landlords or the other way around with tenants. It's basically rights and responsibilities of people. So we help them to understand their rights and responsibilities in any situations. So like I said, it would be rental properties, relationship issues, breakdown of families, kids, grandparents raising kids, property, finances, separation, then it would be consumer law, a lot of those things. People buy something online or not even then, and then it breaks down and the other party doesn't want to come to the table. That happens a lot actually to travelers as well, that they buy a secondhand camper and then it breaks down and there's no way back for their money. We also get a lot of neighbors disputes.
Yeah.
People throwing stuff over the fence or being noisy, or and we helped understand the rights and what you can do in that situation. There are many different scenarios. I'm really talking from top of my head. The other things would be wills and debts and courts, insurance, and anything else, really. Yeah, anything else. And then citizenship, immigration, that's also quite hard, quite high on our scale of people, why people come to us. Immigration issues, we've got a direct line to immigration New Zealand, and we also have access to translators, so that's very handy.
Great. Hmm. And I suppose the Citizens Advice Bureau, no question is a stupid question?
No question is a stupid question. We don't judge. We don't say anyone. Confidentiality is very important to us. We are well trusted. So even if you have a problem you don't want to talk to anyone about, come to us. A lot of people would come and just want to use us as a soundboard as well. They've already done their research and they want us to listen and bounce back our suggestions. We don't really give advice. We'd rather say that we give suggestions or options, try to empower people to decide for themselves. Everything's for free. People don't have to make appointments, just turn up.
Nice. And your volunteers, mm-hmm. Where do they come from?
So our volunteers, there's about 50 of them at the moment or at one time. They come and go a little bit. Some stay longer, some stay maybe a year or two. We'd like to have them for at least for 2 years because this volunteering opportunity is quite complex and the training is involved and involves all of our volunteers or most of them. So I call them my volunteers. I'm really very fond of them all. They are wonderful people coming from all over the Nelson Tasman region, from all walks of life. But really what I would say is common for them is they are kind, empathetic, smart people, really clever group of people, which you kind of have to be at that role. And also being kind and non-judgmental. And so it's a really lovely working environment. And for me as a manager, you know, to be dealing with people who are so so willing to be there.
Definitely, yes. Yeah. Community-driven people are special.
Yes, definitely special. The best role I've ever had, you know, to... And I feel like it's a privilege to be able to manage those people and work for this organization. It's a wonderful organization.
Fantastic. And so how long's your longest volunteer been there for?
Oh, so I think the longest ones are over 20 years, coming up to 30, maybe even 30. Oh, well, I don't want to offend anyone by my lack of... of knowledge of that, but yes, that would be that. We've got a couple that are there, like close to 30 years, then some 20 years, 15, 10, yeah.
Yeah, now those ones that have been there for a long time must have a lot of knowledge, must have had a lot of questions crossed past them, so...
Yes, and also a lot of experience how to deal with people, especially one that I go to if something, you know, is going on and I'm not quite sure, because... I want to maintain the good name of Citizens Advice Bureau, so I would definitely go for advice to her. Yeah.
Great. We're going to wrap up now, unless there's anything more that you wanted to add, Lenka?
I guess I just want to thank to everyone in our community to keep on supporting us, for using us. Thank to you, Andy. Thank to our sponsors. And thank to all of other community organizations that we work closely with, because everyone's doing wonderful, wonderful work in Nelson.
Yeah, they certainly are. So if you've got any questions or concerns or any problem going on in your life that you would need to talk to somebody about, then reach out to the Citizens Advice Bureau on a Monday from 9 till 4:30 in Richmond.
Monday in Nelson Library, yes.
Yes.
9:30 till 5:30.
Yeah.
And in Motueka, it's on Thursdays mornings.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Andy.
To hear more stories from around our region, you can listen to other Community Conversations episodes anytime at freshfm.co.nz under Community Conversations.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.